I think imaging is obviously incredibly important in all of biological work. And so on the imaging side, I think really small scale micro MRI has come a long way and is still coming a long way. And with MRI, you can see soft tissues really easily. For CT, you need to stain them with some sort of heavy contrast agent. And also with MRI, you have the potential to do live imaging. So I'll be watching that. Those things are orders of magnitude more complicated and more expensive than CT scanners. We have done some work at synchrotron facilities, in particular at Argonne National Labs in Chicago. And those are these giant particle accelerator rings where you can get really, really strong, pure beams that provide higher resolution than X-rays and much faster scans as well. And so that's something to watch, although we'll never be able to mass produce synchrotron facilities. There's still a bunch in the US that could be brought online and commissioned for tomography that haven't been yet. I also think that what we use a lot now, actually on the developmental side of our work, is laser scanning confocal microscopy. And that's been around for a while, since the 80s, but there have been many recent advances that permit the imaging of very large objects. By very large, I mean a few millimeters or a centimeter in thickness. This is the scale of cell and molecular biology, but that allow the imaging of embryonic cells and structures and genes in three dimensions, and sometimes in live animals, so in four dimensions. So I think it's 3D imaging. It's being able to image all the way through something. It's being able to label specific structures or genes or tissues. And it's ultimately 4D imaging and being able to image things through their development or through motion of any kind, that are going to be really, really continually important.